Thank you, Pax, for that lovely prelude. Good morning, friends. Welcome to worship at Tabernacle United Church. I'm glad to welcome you this morning to our worship wherever you are. If you're in Philly or like us in Iowa, we're glad you came this morning. I'm glad you joined us this morning. My name is Sana del Corazon. I use she, her pronouns. I'm glad to be here this morning. Pastor Katie is on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so I will be leading service today. I'm glad to welcome any visitors joining us for the first time. We are so happy you're here, and we invite you to let us know that you're here. If you would like to share your name in the chat feature, we would love to welcome you to service this morning. You can also fill out a visitor card in the chat. You can save the link and perhaps want to fill it out at the end of service and tell us a little bit about yourself. We would love to connect with you beyond the service. We do have a few announcements to make this morning. So we have prayer meetings Tuesday and Thursday mornings. They meet at virtually at 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Central for us. And so everyone is welcome. And if you want to join and you've never been before, you can just email the church for the link or get on the listserv for more information. We will not be having Bible study the month of July. It will resume in August, and that will be in our announcements, our church events. We also have, Lucinda has an announcement to make.
Hi, I just wanted to put on everyone's radar that we have another social gathering coming up July 27th, which is a Tuesday. We will be gathering again in Clark Park. And the details about that are in Tab News. If you are not on Tab News and you want to be, please put a message in the chat. But yeah, so we'll meet like 5:30 to 7:30 or 5 to 7. I can't remember exactly email again, but it'll be in Tab News and come when you like and stay as long as you like. There might be children, so be prepared to be masked, especially near the kids. Bring your own food if you want to eat during that time. Bring chairs, blankets, or just come and hang out. We had a really nice time in June, so we thought we would do it again in July. If you have any questions, feel free to drop me a message in the chat, and I'll also put my contact information in the chat as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucinda. I'll be there in spirit. Let us now start our worship. Come together now and worship God.
Welcome. My name is Pauline Abernathy. I use the pronouns she, her, and I'll be your liturgist today. I've been a member of TAB for nearly 20 years now. Please join me in the call to worship. Welcome into this place of praise and gratitude.
These days we may struggle to praise.
These days we may struggle to give thanks.
Let us take this hour to remember how to praise and thank God with singing.
Let us forget our raspy voices, our hoarse words.
Let us sing out.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Good morning. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, I'm thinking about singing and finding some encouragement for ourselves in the work of justice, in the work of doing work in the world. And this song comes out of the civil rights movement. In singing this song, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, we're joining the call of Black prophetic voices from that time and from today, calling us to keep our eyes on the prize, keep going, hold on. Let's sing together.
The only thing that we did wrong was stay in the wilderness too long. eyes hold on. The only thing that we did right was the day we began to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on, hold on. Stand is a chain of a hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. This next song, Jesus Knows, came out of a sermon by Pastor Katie Akins about Jesus understanding the pain of the people because he lived it himself. So take encouragement in that too. Jesus understands our pain, understands our struggles, and meets us there. Let's sing. Jesus was born. He entered the world as a little child. It matters to me that Jesus taught. He ate with the sinner and the defiled. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus hears us. Does he know our Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again, amen. Jesus knows, Jesus knows. That Jesus lived, he walked the earth, the path that we trod. It matters to me that Jesus doubted on the cross. He called out to God, and when I wonder if Jesus hears us, my soul sings this reply. Yes, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. He lived and died upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Jesus knows, Jesus knows. And he's calling us to live again, amen. Jesus knows, Jesus knows.
Before the opening prayer, I wanted to also remind everyone and invite you to join us at the TAB EDU today. Jennifer Jordan put this in the chat as well, that at 11:45 after the service today, there'll be a TAB EDU, which will be the third in a series discussing defund the police and abolition. And all are welcome, regardless of whether you've joined the prior sessions or not. We'll be at the same link as the service. There'll be a little break before. Okay. God of harmony and holy noise, remind us that we can sing. Remind us that you filled the world with music. The many winds, the oceans growl and hiss. You created us to whisper, to laugh, to weep. Help us make every day of your creation a time of singing, a time of thanks and praise. Amen. Please join me now in the prayer of confession. God, we confess that we ignore the many musics of your world. Your creation calls to us. Things roar and babble, carol, trill, and shout. But too often, we forget that we can sing. We forget that singing can draw joy out of grief, bring peace out of anger, find calm in disaster. God of holy noise, remind us to stop and listen. Remind us that we are singers and we need to praise. Hear these words of assurance. The God who made the world capable of song does not want us to live in silence and grief. Our singing, God invites us to join. Thanks be to God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Amen. And now let's take a moment to rejoice and pass the peace that Jesus gives us to pass to one another. Go to gallery view and you can unmute yourself and let's greet one another in the peace of Christ. May the peace of God be with you all.
And also with you.
And also with you.
Peace, good morning.
Peace to everyone.
Peace, Ellen.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Peace to Verona.
Good morning.
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 Pax, I'm so glad you're back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace, Gina.
Peace. Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi, Alicia.
Hi, Geneva.
Peace to you, Heather.
Hi, yeah. Sophie.
Peace.
Jim.
Hi, Susan.
Say hello if she was here, but hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello,
Deborah.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura. Hi, Annie Laura.
Hi, Maureen.
Peace, Priscilla.
Peace, Geneva. I think I heard Levi. Hi, Levi.
Levi.
Hi, Levi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, baby.
I don't know if my mic.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi.
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 Gina.
We can hear you, Jim. Well, not now because you're muted.
The first scripture reading is Psalm 100. Acclaim Yahweh with joy, all the earth. See Yahweh with gladness. Enter in God's presence with a joyful song. Know that Yahweh is God. Yahweh made us, and we belong to the Creator. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter God's great gates with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless God's name, for Yahweh is good. God's steadfast love endures forever, and God's faithfulness to all generations. Amen. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite the children and the young at heart and anyone else who would like to join to come closer to the screen for children's time. And we'll sing to invite them forward. But if you'd like to be part of the small group that meets and is seen, you can go down to your reactions button at the bottom of your Zoom window on the right-hand side and click raise hand. Let's sing to invite those folks forward.
Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
That was my favorite.
That was your favorite part? Oh, that's good. All right. Hi, everyone. Good morning. My name is Lucinda, and I use she and her. And this morning, I want to talk to you about singing. And I thought that we could start with a song that you might know. Are you ready? One, two, three. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Sing along. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. Keep singing. W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? So you might know that song. I hope you do. And I would wonder if any kiddos or grownups have an idea. Why do we have a song about that? Why do we sing the ABC song? Why is there a song called the ABC song? What do you think?
Because it helps you learn letters.
It helps you learn letters, yeah? Sonia, is there something else you want to add? Or did Bessa steal your answer? Go ahead. Did I click it? Go ahead. Unmute. Can you unmute? There we go.
Okay. Maybe about the alphabet?
Yeah. Why do you think we have a song about the alphabet?
Because we need to learn letters.
Yeah, we need to learn the letters. Yeah. And Levi, do you have an idea? besides learning letters, why do we have a song?
So we never forget the letters.
So we never forget the letters. Exactly. When I worked in my mom's dentist office and I was in charge of filing the people's charts, sometimes I had to sing the song to remember what order the letters went in. The song is very helpful for remembering. And that is what I want to teach you about today. Nessa has a piece of string that I'm going to use. Now, some of my brain scientist people might have a better explanation, so please forgive me if this is a little rudimentary. But our brains are amazing. And when we sing, we make a connection. I don't know if you can see my string. We make a connection between the part of our brain that sings and the part of our brain that remembers ideas. And when we dance or when we move our body, then we make another connection between those ideas. And our brain gets really strong connections between the important ideas, like the letters of the alphabet, and other parts of our brain that are responsible for singing. And I think even there's probably multiple parts of our brain that are responsible for singing. Am I right about that, Pax? Yeah, that I think there's like a harmony kind of melody part and then like a word part. I think anyway, when you sing, your brain gets super strong to remember important things like the alphabet. Many, many parts. That's right, Todd. Thank you. So we sing because it feels good. We sing because it helps us to like be together as a community, but we also sing to help us remember. And that is one of the reasons we sing at church, because there are important ideas that we want to remember. Bessa, what is a song you ask me to sing all the time? Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. Yes, you like that song. And I like singing it to you because that is an important idea that I want you to remember. That God's love is stronger than your fear.
Yeah, I like you.
And we can remember important ideas about God and about ourselves by singing them. And they can come to us at times when we might feel scared or at times when we really might feel happy and excited. So songs can help us remember really important things about God and about ourselves. So let's have a prayer. And then we're going to sing one more song that has really important ideas about who we are. Are you ready? Can you pray with me? You want to repeat after me?
No.
Okay. Then just pray with me. God, thank you for our magical, amazing, awesome brains. Thank you for the way that singing, music, and moving help us to remember important things and how songs can help us when we don't know what else to do. They help us remember who you are and who we are. Thank you for making us your children.
Mom, can
Amen.
Mom, can we sing? Can we sing?
Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, my love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid, my love is stronger, and I have promised to be always near.
The second reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing songs, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Amen. And then the second reading is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. God has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Let us pray. God of love and music, I ask that you open our hearts this morning to receive your word and your music. May the Spirit of God speak through me and in spite of me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that, Lucinda, we got Pax to sing another song. Okay, so let me move this a little bit. I just want to see, I have to get everyone, I want to be able to see people, and I have to use two computers to be able to see people. I don't know how Katie does it, but okay, here we go. So music matters. Last week, I said in my worship of the church class, you can tell how white a church is by its music. This is what I thought after preaching at a UCC church in a wealthy suburban suburb of Minneapolis last Sunday, where the only instruments they had was an organ. This is a church that has an interim minister after their pastor of 30 years retired, and they're now figuring out who they are and what kind of church they want to be. The title of my sermon last week was, "What to the White Christian is the 4th of July?" During the service, they used that said organ to play patriotic hymns and songs, which obviously contradicted the message I preached. Needless to say, and no offense to anyone here, in my humble opinion, the organ is the whitest instrument played at church. I'm sure Jim will tell me historical accounts of whiter ones, but for me, and in my experience, it's the organ, okay? Like many of you here, who were raised in another faith tradition or denomination, but left for a number of reasons, I left the church of my childhood and started a 20-year journey to find a church community where I could feel like I could bring my whole self, where I was accepted as a queer child, where I didn't feel othered, and most importantly, where folks were practicing and living into the radical love of Jesus. My journey involved visiting a lot of churches, a lot of white churches, where I experienced and noticed how white people really do worship differently than me and my people. And yes, the same can be said for Black churches, Native American churches, Puerto Rican churches, Filipino churches, you get it. All churches cater to and are reflective of the people and the community who attend services. Some say this is how we see the diversity of God, the many voices and languages, the ways of worshiping. As I was thinking through my experience, I started to wonder why I didn't visit churches that weren't white. I remembered that I chose churches that were progressive and or open and affirming. I also visited churches before I came out and just tried a bunch of mainline denominations. Immediately, I was uncomfortable, not just because I was usually the only person of color, but also because the culture of the church was so different from what I had grown up with. There weren't and still aren't many progressive churches with mostly people of color. They're hard to find. And back then, I didn't even think they existed. Leaving the church of my youth, I wanted something different. But at the same time, being in white churches felt so foreign until March 10th, 2019, when I entered the doors of TAB and heard Pax sing, "I Will Wade." Honestly, I didn't even know what the words meant at the time, but my body and my spirit knew. Oh my God, did I cry like a baby. I felt my body relax and my soul say, yes, yes, yes. So we all know that Pax is anointed and has magical gifts, musical gifts, magical too. But what I've experienced was more than a beautiful song. In that moment, I can say I was converted again. Music and worship has a prophetic mission. It is powerful. It inspires. It can encourage us to take great risks. We can feel a sense of wonder and awe in the presence of God as we sing. Music can move us beyond ourselves and closer to God and to each other. I now know that I Will Wade was a part of the Going Deeper theme of the church in 2019, where Pastor Katie shared a story about Oscar being covered in mud at a park as he stomped and giggled in pure joy when he was allowed to play in a mud puddle. She shared that part of what it means to go deeper is to be willing to get covered in muck, the muck and mire of community life. Katie wrote this to the congregation, quote, "As we listen to God's call to come into deeper waters, we will need to get into the muck and mire of life and life's questions. But as we know and continue to say, going deep and getting muddy is the only path to transformation. When we are willing to get our hands and feet dirty, we are willing to engage in the difficult work of love and justice that is required of us in the reign of God. God didn't promise that going deep would be easy, but God does promise us gifts of joy, laughter, and strength in the midst of it all," end quote. Through this song, I realized that something was calling me to go deeper with these people, with you all, who I just had met that day, that we might together get into that muck and mire in the work of transformation. That I was ready, willing, and able to deal with my fears and open myself up to a relationship with you, a deeper relationship with God through Christ, and engage more fully in the work of love and justice.
Jesus said, "Go out into the water just a little further from the shore." Jesus said, "Go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for." Jesus said, "Follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade up from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade." Jesus said, "Surrender all your fear, you don't need it anymore." Jesus said, "My friends, give up your fear, leave your boat here on the shore." Jesus said, "Follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade up from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. Lord, I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. Lord, I will wait.
Amen.
Thank you, Pax. If you don't get it today, Pax will be preaching with me. So I had a pastor friend and mentor remind me that Sunday worship is the most consistent service we provide to the community. And that worship isn't just for us, for the congregation today, but it's also for the people who will come and join us someday. She also said that churches don't often intentionally and reflect and change the ways they worship because it can cause controversy and division. And many churches actually split as a result of these conversations going poorly. It is interesting to me how instrumental music is in our worship, yet it's something we rarely talk about as a community. How boring would church be without music? Can you even imagine worship without music? Because I can't, at least not together. Music is a tool to strengthen ourselves and encourage each other as we go closer to God and in our faith. Music engages our emotions. It reaches and expresses our deepest feelings far more powerfully than words do. Singing involves the entirety of our beings, taking us out of our heads and engaging our mind, our body, and our spirit. It is a gift from God and a unique medium through which we can respond to God. I am so grateful for the gift of music and singing. So in that first service, the one that I mentioned beginning, this church also sang a song in Spanish. I remember looking around the sanctuary to see if there were other people who looked and spoke Spanish and was impressed, thinking, wow, Pax just pulled this out of their pocket because they saw me coming to church. Now that I've helped plan and lead worship, I know that singing in Spanish is just a part of what we do here. There are lots of other churches where they only sing Spanish during Latino History Month or African American Spirituals in February. So that's not the case here at TAB. We are intentional about how we worship, the songs we sing, the things we pray, the sermons we preach, I hope. We are intentionally and purposefully influenced by African American spirituals, gospel, and praise songs. And to a certain extent, so is our theology and liturgy. Because as a church, we advocate for peace and justice, our values are influenced by and grounded in liberation theology that comes from Black and Latinx theological movements. I know this because I'm in seminary now. It makes sense that we regularly sing these songs together that reflect these heritages and cultures. Historically, the African American community made church a place of refuge. At TAB, I believe we share that in common, that we are a place of refuge, that our worship is more experiential than rational. Worship is focused on the communal sharing of reality rather than simply transmitting information. Empowered by the liberating ministry of Jesus Christ, we believe in centering the prophetic voices of marginalized communities. We intentionally sing songs that are from Black church and Black tradition, such as Total Praise, which Richard Smallwood wrote during a difficult time in his life. Smallwood writes, "This praise song came out of a deep well of deep despair. I think that God gives us songs for certain purposes to lift people's spirits. I think music is what unifies us. It lifts our spirits. And I think every now and then, God gives us one of those songs that just helps us feel good."
Thank you.
God. Oh, amazing. Thank you. Praise God. Woo. So I have a confession to make. The idea of this sermon was initially just an excuse for us to enjoy more music from Pax. Because as I said before, I was converted again when I heard them sing the congregation sing, I Will Wave, just a little over 2 years ago. I have another confession. I know we're not Catholic, but that's okay. We can confess all the time. Jesus and Pax helped me write my sermons. That's my other confession. As I've been in seminary and visiting with other congregations, I've often wondered what makes TAB different from other predominantly white churches beyond our commitment to follow Jesus, advocate for justice, peace, and reconciliation, celebrate God's loving embrace of all creation while centering the prophetic voice of marginalized communities. From my perspective, I believe it's because we haven't made diversity our goal. Rather, we have done what the prophet Micah shared when he delivered God's message and asked, "What does Yahweh require of us but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" This echoes the advice given by Corey Little Edwards. She's a professor of sociology who studies multicultural churches and argues that diversity should not be the goals of churches. She writes, rather, churches are called to be places of justice, uplifting the oppressed, because of this is what the Christian faith is all about. All churches, regardless of their racial and ethnic composition, should be doing that. The reality is that multicultural churches are created when people of color move into white spaces. There has been no change in the percentage of white people who move to churches of color. And when multicultural churches become less than 50% white members leave. This should tell you everything you need to know about white supremacy and how it works and how whiteness manifests in Christian churches. Research has shown that people of color lose out in multicultural churches because they're often expected to conform to the ways white people worship and are given symbolic roles instead of positions of leadership that can substantially change the culture of a church. Therefore, we must be thoughtful about why and how we do church in diverse settings. Professor Ruth Duck writes that worship is ritual, it's revelation. It's a response to God. It's relational, but it's also rehearsal. She says that worship is an active experience of God, community, and justice in the very moment. But it's also rehearsal that it forms habits that endure beyond the time of gathering. The purpose of worship is not only to commune with God, but also to help change and transform the worshiper, and in turn, the church body or the body of Christ. We must then be conscious of and intentional about the ways we worship and do church, because these ways will show up in how we live and worship together. I believe TAB is a place of justice, as Professor Little Edwards describes. Yet we must be mindful of how whiteness and white supremacy operate in churches like ours. Although we are one body in Christ, growing faithfully requires that we acknowledge the way systems of oppression manifest in our midst, within our relationships, and how we do church together. This is how we build the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Ada Maria Assisi Diaz says, "The kingdom is a gift of God, which calls Christians to join in solidarity, to participate in the ongoing process of liberation through which we as Christians become a significantly positive force in the unfolding of the kingdom of God. Worship as rehearsal is part of this process." So this last song conveys the power of being together with others who worship in the hope of transformation, who seek to live as disciples of Christ, and who tend the fires of God's truth. Together, May we be those people who sow and reap the seeds of change to thoughtfully and intentionally, and with God and justice at our center, learn to lead in love. Amen.
We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change that lie from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, and what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. We shall be known by the company we keep, by the ones who circle round to tend these fires. We shall be known by the ones who sow and reap the seeds of change that lie from deep within the earth. It is time now. It is time now that we thrive. It is time we lead ourselves into the well. It is time now, what a time to be alive. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. In this great turning we shall learn to lead in love. Thank
you, Sana, for going deeper with us. You are such a blessing to this community. This is a time in our service when we are invited to give as we are able to support this community, to help Tab go deeper into the waters, to help each of us go deeper into the muck, to lead in love, to create music together, to be a place of refuge. You can give electronically by texting any amount to 84321 or go online and give at tabunited.org/contribute. Whichever way you give, if you can just indicate whether it's a pledge, whether it's for a particular purpose, we'd appreciate it. You can also always put a check in the mail to 3700 Chestnut Street. Thank you.
I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna work so God can use me. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna pray so God can use me. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna work so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna sing so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna sing so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
God, we thank you for all you have given us, individually and collectively. May we use the gifts that were shared this morning to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with you. Amen.
Thank you, Pauline. So this is the time in the service that we open up worship for your prayers, your joys, concerns, and testimonies. All of us are welcome to use the chat feature to reflect on the service, to bring joys, concerns, any struggles that you may have. We have into God's presence out loud or in the presence of the community. So please take a moment now. If there's anything you want to share, Pauline will read those prayers as they come through. So let's take a moment and lift up what's on our hearts. Lift our prayers before God.
From Taylor, prayers of thanksgiving for the TAB community for feeling at home at church again. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Geneva Butts, for the people of Haiti. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gina, prayers for my aunt, Michaelin, who has stage 4 cancer and is in the hospital at Mayo Clinic. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris, I am reminded explicitly this morning how lucky and blessed I am to have lived at TAB my whole life. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Donald Wargo, prayers for President Biden so that he is successful in transforming our society toward more equality and justice. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ellen Cortez, prayers for the pastor as she travels. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Alicia, thank you to the members who alerted us about the CPAP recall. I cannot remember who it was, but through their prayers, I was able to alert my mother and several clients who were unaware. Continued prayers to those affected by the recall and our negligent healthcare system. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. from Amanda. For my brother's family, they are really struggling. Also for my friend Jamie as he navigates work pressures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Jim Gerhard, thanks to Tab for continued on behalf of my brother, Paul. He has been able to ditch the quad cane and walk unaided. Ah, hallelujah. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Geneva, prayers for those working to save and protect our environment. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ron, please keep Mary Ellen and Harold, my sister and her husband, in your prayers as they recover. Her from a dislocated shoulder and him from the after effects of COVID. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda, prayers for Lee Pugh as she moves from her home to an apartment. Prayers for comfort, strength, and stress relief. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. I will ask for prayers for two of my work colleagues, Katie, whose father just passed away, and Keith, whose grandfather who raised him, who just passed away. May they find peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And from Jim Gerhard, prayers for everyone involved in helping Lee with the downsizing. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Thank you, God. We hear these prayers and we lift them up, as well as the ones that have been unspoken and remain in our hearts. Let us now sing together as we lift all of that has been shared.
Listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Love, send us power, send us grace.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for this day and for this service. We thank you for the gift of music, for the power of music. Help us to continue to sing and find new songs. Help us to continue to sing together in all the melodies of our hearts. God, we pray, we present all the prayers that have been requested today. We pray for the health and well-being of those that we love. May you comfort and heal them. God, we pray for our pastor. May you be with her in her travels. We pray for the people of Haiti and for all just the oppression and injustice and hurt and pain that is in this world. God, we pray that you continue to use us as a community to live into your word. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow on us for this opportunity to worship together. And we thank Jesus for the prayer he taught us. May we now gather with one voice to pray the prayer that you taught us in whatever version feels comfortable to you. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's face turn toward you and give you peace. Amen. Behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. God is for you, God is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. God is for you, God is for you.
Continue to sing and find new songs. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May we be those people who sow and reap the seeds of change. With God and justice at our center, may we lead with love. Amen and Ashe.